Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Climate Action Week kicks off. It kicks off. But how can we have, how can we be more sustainable around Halloween time? It is a tricky one. So we brought in broadcaster and sustainability expert Fionnuala Moran, because she knows all about it, don't you?
Yes, and I'm a big fan of spooky season.
Listen, it's a big one in my house. It is a big one. We go bananas.
Oh, I love it. And it's such a fun one as well.
It gets us through the winter.
Absolutely.
It gets us through. It gets us through it. Whatever you need to get you through it. But there seems to be, should it not just be Climate Action Week, like every day?
Ideally, but we know that those kind of things tend to run out of steam and we revert to our normal habits. So it's good to have a big week to pull focus onto it.
Okay.
And we're already winning, because basically every year there's some pledges that you can take during Climate Action Week. And you've already won, Jen, because one of them is talk about climate change.
Okay.
And voila, so you can tick that one off.
Okay, great, great, great. Okay, you need to teach me how to be more sustainable around my party and trick-or-treating and all that kind of stuff. So what other pledges can we apply to our Halloween celebrations?
Absolutely loads. And there's a really good incentive for this as well. So basically it's the 7th Climate Action Week we've had here in Ireland. It's running until the 22nd of October, and there's a €500 voucher up for grabs for Thriftify, Seed Savers, Ruha, Reusey and Green Earth Organics, all for taking your pledges and talking about them online, which is just a huge incentive. One of them is buying local and in-season produce. So if you're getting your pumpkins, make sure the stickers say that they're from a local little farm. Ditching disposable is a really interesting one, I think, personally, with the decorations. Because for me, I kind of invest in like maybe one nice little one each year, and the collection grows into a lovely thing. Instead of, say, a lots of plastic tat that maybe won't last until next year, goes in the bin, goes to landfill, and is just a load of fossil fuels just sitting there growing our emissions. So yeah, they're some of the things that we're going to be dodging. So yeah, that's what I would recommend straight off the bat.
Okay, what about food? Don't come at me with apples and nuts, because I'm not doing that to the children.
I think you'd get crucified if you gave nuts out on the door now anyway, with all of the allergies.
Yes.
Was a thing back in the day, a nut allergy, I feel.
Yeah.
It's a new thing. But yeah, so like you can try the apple bobbin and anything like that if you want. I'm not going to say don't give out the sweets. Obviously, that's great. And to be honest, there's very little food waste with the sweets, because they all get eaten and they don't really go off if we do want to spread them out so we don't lose our teeth. What I will say is if you're giving stuff out in wrappers, which is a little bit unavoidable realistically, because you're not going to go and stick our grubby hands all over a load of raw jellies and give them out to people, is to remember the recycling model. So that is clean, dry and loose is everything that goes in the recycling bin. And as of a few years ago, our soft plastics can go in the recycling bin as well. So all of the lovely wrappers from all the sticky sweets, etc., that can all go in there. Just make sure they're clean.
Okay. I have a good tip. I have a tip for you now.
Oh.
Kid knocks to your door and you don't want to, you want to be uber cool and sustainable.
Okay.
Give them cash.
Ah, yes, my mum is a huge fan of this.
Give them cash.
Most popular house in the road if you're giving out cash.
Well, I always remember that house. It was on the Grange Road in Baldoyle. They used to always give us cash because they probably forgot, and we'd make a beeline for it every year. It was amazing. It doesn't have to be a lot. A few cent or a euro, whatever you
can give. Changing costumes 10 times during the night to run back to them. Another thing on the food waste, like it's such a massive one to cut down on, because as well that like if food waste was a country, it would be the third biggest emitter in the world. So it's a huge topic, and it costs us about £1,000 a year per the average Irish household. So we don't want to be wasting any of our food. But one thing with the pumpkins, and I think this is something we can really get wrong, and I would have got this wrong in the past as well, is when we're done with them, you think like, oh, that'd be a lovely little snack for the nature. I'm going to leave my decrepit, kind of deflating, rotting pumpkin out, and maybe, I don't know, some mushrooms will grow in it. But they can actually make wildlife really, really sick. So if you have a food waste bin or a brown bin at home, put them in that.
Okay.
But as well, when you're scooping them out, using any of the innards of that for like soups and roasts and anything like that is a great way to reduce your food waste there as well.
Yes, excellent. Okay, let's talk costumes.
Yeah.
I do remember a couple of years ago, a presenter on Strictly, her name has just lost me. Not Tess, the other one.
Claudia.
Her child, thank you, Claudia Winkleman. Her child was in a costume and it set fire. It was one of those, you know, £5 really, yeah, really nasty, cheap costume. And we're all kind of guilty of it at some stage or another. And it caught fire on a candle and she had a really horrific moment, probably about 5 years ago now. So not only from a safety perspective, let's talk about a sustainable element to it
so
as well.
So any of those cheap ones are generally made out of plastic. And we've talked about this on the show before, how plastic is basically fossil fuels. And fossil fuels are the main thing in climate change that we need to be tackling. That's why we're in the crisis that we're in right now, the burning of them, the extraction of them and everything else. Plastic is generally derived from fossil fuels, from oil. So any of those costumes are going to be really, really bad for the environment. So if we can look towards natural fibres.
And like, they're only going to be worn once.
Yeah.
Because your kid grows so quickly. They don't want to be Spider-Man for the second year in a row. You know what I mean? So it's such, I find that the biggest waste.
Yeah. And one thing on that, because we all definitely do have those costumes sitting around at home as well, is the schools are getting really good at doing swap shops. And you can do this with your friend groups and whichever else as well. So say if Cosy Live's going on at the moment, you don't want to be spending loads of money. So if you can get your school to do a little swap shop or see what their friends have and swap around. So everyone's still getting something new without buying something new is a really lovely way to go about that. But reduce, reuse, recycle and getting a little bit creative as well are brilliant. And I always find I'm not very talented at the makeup, but going into any of the people who are wonderfully talented is a great way to carry a costume without necessarily even needing to buy anything new. Like, we all have all sorts of shades of black or white, whatever you want to try and be at home in the wardrobe. And if you can do really cool face paint, that's a brill way to go about it as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so where can people find out more about Climate Action Week? Where can they go and get some tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff?
Green Skills Ireland are doing amazing stuff, and the Climate Ambassador Programme for 2024 is open now as well. That's open until October 23rd. So if anyone wants to go and get some new climate mates to really up their climate action this year, that's a fab way to go about it as well. And if anyone can dodge the bonfires this year, would 10 out of 10 recommend doing that as well, for the climate but also for the sake of anyone around you with asthma or other kind of breathing or lung difficulties.
Safety.
As well. Yeah, 100%, really dangerous time of the year for pets and people, but that's a huge carbon emitter as well. So if we can dodge those, we're doing really well. And the fake nets of webs, just leave them alone. The birds get caught in them. It's like a sheet of plastic over your hedges. We hate them. We don't want them. Make lovely ones out of twine or rope instead if you need the webs.
Have you got any tips that we've missed? I'd love to hear from you and I can share them. 51552. Thanks, Fionnuala.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.